Blog Talk Radio.
To be reborn,
until at last all called your children. Sustain us, help us, bless us. May the Savior always live among us, reviving and strengthening us in the body and soul. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, I'm going to play some music now. I'm going to play some good Christian music. Play Father Jesus Spirit by Fred Hammond.
Y'all got it. So let's celebrate. Come on, Calvin, let's do this.
Now I need everybody.
Oh.
by William Murphy.
Let your kingdom be established.
for a place called Victory by Dion Kipping.
I can tell you about change.
Yeah.
help us live by Marvin Sapp. Amen.
You feel heavy.
blessing music. Amen. All righty. Let's get into the Bible study tonight. We'll start with John chapter 18. Life is not easy. There's nothing in the Bible that says that life is going to be easy. Jesus' life was not easy. The apostles' lives were not easy. So why do we think that ours will be? Everyone will experience suffering. The Bible tells us repeatedly that we are all going to suffer. Anyone who preaches a gospel of prosperity where nothing ever goes wrong is preaching something other than is taught in the Bible. The reality is that all of us are going to suffer, and that is okay. Suffering is part of God's plan for us. God allows suffering for three reasons: to teach us, to discipline us, and to shape us into the people that he created us to be. Bible verses about suffering. The Bible is full of verses that talk about suffering. For today's lesson, we have highlighted the following three scriptures. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, for the momentary light affection, okay, is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. In Psalms chapter 119, verse 71, it is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. In Romans chapter 5, verses 3-5, and not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has given to us. There are other additional lessons about suffering prepared on the following topic: suffering from 1 Peter chapter 4, suffering, endurance, and preservation from Luke 21, and suffering and comfort from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. So God allows bad things to happen to good people. Something to keep in mind when we are suffering is that on earth, God allows bad things to happen to good people, and good things to happen to bad people. Jesus told us about this in the Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, for he causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. So think about the sun and the rain from above Scripture. Both are necessary for life. Both can also destroy life. When we are in drought, we pray for rain. When we are in a flood, we pray for sunlight. If we have skin cancer, we must avoid the sun. So suffering is inevitable. How we react to suffering says a lot about our faith and our relationship with God. So let's keep our suffering in perspective. No matter how difficult our situation is, it's nothing compared to what Jesus went through or the joy that awaits us in heaven. So pain is temporary, heaven is forever. How Jesus handled suffering. Think about all the ways Jesus is suffering in John chapter 18. He's aware of the painful death that he is about to experience. He's being arrested and beaten by hundreds of soldiers. The people that he loved are turning against him. The same people that Jesus preached love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control are now asking him for him to be crucified. Throughout all of this, Jesus remained faithful to his Father. He understood why he came to earth and what God wanted him to do, and he did it. That's the example that we are to follow. Jesus' example sums up what it means to obey the gospel. Our role as disciples of Jesus is to understand what God wants us to do, and then do it. If we do that, God's grace and his mercy will take care of everything else. Remember what Jesus said to Peter after Peter cut off the ear of Malchus, the high priest's slave, in John chapter 18, verse 11. Put the sword into the sheath, the cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it. In other words, stop trying to interfere with God's plan. Jesus knew what he was supposed to do, and he did it. So should we. So in conclusion to John chapter 18, Suffering is an inevitable part of God's plan for our spiritual development. How we react to suffering says a lot about our faith and our relationship with God the Father. So God allows the suffering for three reasons. To teach us, to discipline us, and to shape us into the people that he created us to be. So when we understand that we are going to suffer instead of complaining about it, we can look for ways to preserve and endure. As children of God, we need to remind one another that suffering in a lifetime is temporary, while the joy in heaven is forever. We will conclude today's first lesson with the following scripture taken from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans. It's a wonderful scripture that is full of hope and perspective. Focus on these words will allow us to persevere through whatever difficulties come our way. In Romans chapter 8, verse 18, for I consider that suffering at this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Amen. Well, that concludes the first lesson in John chapter 18. We're now going to go into John chapter 19. The treatment of Jesus. John starts chapter 19 by documenting the horrific treatment that Jesus received immediately prior to his crucifixion. Jesus was scourged, that was whipped. They placed a crown of thorns upon his head. He was placed in a purple robe. People slapped him and spat upon him. It is difficult to read about how the bloodthirsty mob treated Jesus, but it is important for us to understand so that we can learn from Jesus' example, the example of Jesus. If anyone had reason to take vengeance, it was Jesus. He selflessly came to earth to pay the price for our sins and to teach us about how to get to heaven. Jesus taught us the two greatest commandments are to love God with all of your heart, soul, and mind, and love our neighbors as ourselves. The jealous leaders of the day did not want to give up their power, and so they mocked, beat, and killed our Savior. Jesus could have destroyed those leaders, but that was not what he was here to do. Jesus knew that. His purpose on earth was to do two things, glorify his Father and to serve others. Instead of taking vengeance, Jesus turned the other cheek and continue to do the will of his Father. That is the example that we are to follow. Bible verses about vengeance. The Bible has a lot to say about vengeance. For today's lesson, we've highlighted the following five verses. In Romans chapter 12, verse 19, never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 25, verse 17, I will execute great vengeance on them with wrathful rebuke, and they will know that I am the Lord when I inflict my vengeance on them. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 to 40, you have heard it that it was said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to see you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 30, for we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, and again the Lord will judge his people. It's a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And lastly, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, you shall not take vengeance nor hold any grudge against the sons of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. So vengeance belongs to God. It's not our place to take vengeance. Vengeance belongs to God and God alone. Anytime we spend contemplating vengeance puts our souls at risk because we are not focusing on what the Bible teaches us that we should be doing. As children of God and disciples of Jesus, our time on earth is to spend doing two things, glorifying God and serving others. Whatever offense we have suffered is nothing compared to the abuse that Jesus suffered. Like Jesus, we must continue to focus on eternal things and turn the other cheek when we are wrong. So turning the other cheek, during his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 38 and 40, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person, for whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat as well. It is not our place to retaliate, as we see in the following excerpt. Okay? Retaliation is what most people expect and how worldly people act. Turning the other cheek requires help from on high. Responding to hatred with love and ignoring personal slights displays the supernatural power of the indwelling Holy Spirit and may afford the chance to share the gospel. Jesus was, of course, the perfect example of turning the other cheek because he was silent before his accusers. He did not call down revenge from heaven on those who crucified him. Instead, he prayed, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. That's in Luke chapter 23, verse 34. So let us conclude this lesson. Jesus is God's Son. He is a deity. He could have called 10,000 angels to set him free, and yet when they chanted to crucify him, he did not defend himself. When they slapped him, he did not fight back. None of us will ever be put in the situation that Jesus was. All of us, however, will be tested. From time to time, we will find ourselves in situations where people are treating us poorly, and we may get the urge to retaliate in some way. The Bible teaches us not to do that. Jesus tells us that instead of retaliating when we are wronged, we are to turn the other cheek. So we will conclude today's lesson and scripture taken from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, which is commonly referred to as the Beatitudes. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 9 to 12, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Amen. So I hope today's two lessons will bring something to your lives. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you have a chance to do so tonight. All you have to do is simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we'd like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. Press the 1 key, and I shall bring you on so that you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, we got a caller, folks. It's a 111. Let's take it and see who we have. 111, you're on air. and play some more great Christian music while we wait for callers to call. Oh, wait a minute, we got another caller. 111, you're on the air.
Radio. You are now in the host queue.
Okay. Well, one, you're on the air.
Talk radio. What? You are now in the host queue.
Okay. 111, you are on the air.
Radio. You are now in the host queue.
All right. Enough of these calls. Let's try another one. 111, you're on the air.
You are now in the host queue.
Okay. Well, we'll try one more. No, you took the hand down. Oh, put the hand back up. 111. Okay. Enough of that. I'm going to play music. Okay. No, we're not going to take another call. It's going to be bull. Okay. Let's play some music. We're going to play Waymaker by Jason Nelson. Made It Away by Travis Green, and then Want to Be Happy by Kirk Franklin.
Believe that I love God will make a way. Thank you. truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing just till you understand.
Beautiful song, Wanna Be Happy, by Kirk Franklin. Woo! Powerful song. Amen. Well, we got a couple callers here. Let's see what they're going to say. 111, you're on air. Okay. 111, you're on air. Okay. Good Goodbye. 111. You're on there. Alrighty. Nobody's saying nothing. That's amazing. 111.
Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, anyway, that's all the callers. Let's get into the prophetic word for today. Amen. The Father says today, lavish your love on those around you. Love those around you today with extravagant love. In your dealings with others today, I challenge you to overstate your loving heart. Let love be the luxury you rain down upon all you meet this day. Just as I gave you my very best in the gift of my son on Calvary, go out and shower love upon the people in your life. It doesn't matter whether they deserve it or have earned it, because I feel freely to give you when you were undeserving. Freely and undeservingly, you have received of my bounty. Therefore, freely give without any thought of whether it will be appreciated or recompensed in any way by those you extend kindness to. You are called to be a saint. My saints are my kind ones. Being saintly is not about adopting a religious air or appearing to be aloof or otherworldly. Just adopt kindness and generosity as your default response to others that lead you within every social transaction. Whether you are engaging in matters of great importance or just casually interacting with strangers in the public square, lead with kindness, deference, civility, and grace. Love is who I am, and as such, that would love be that which you personify and extend to others every moment of every day, regardless of what is going on in your life otherwise. In so doing, you demonstrate you are my beloved child, and I will reward you as such, says God. Amen. And this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Alrighty. Oh, we got a lot of callers. 111. Love you. Let's take them and see who we have. 111. Okay. Boycott. You're on here.
Boycott. This is.
All right. 111.
You are now off the hoost queue. You are now off the hoost queue.
All right. Yep. All fake calls. Well, we got another one. Let's take it.
Continue to repeat until you hang up. Boycott.
Okay. 111. 111. Alright, 111.
You are now off the host queue.
Okay, 111. You're on here.
You are now in the host queue.
Yeah, it seems like there's going to be nothing but fake calls. Okay, that's sad. You're going to call in and do crap like that. That's just craziness. Okay. Yes, they need to end the boycott, Gavin. You're absolutely right. They need to do that. Okay, it's ridiculous. Okay, what are they proving? What? They think I'm not going to do a show because they're not coming on? Sadly mistaken. I'm doing my shows. Like Tony F. said, if one person listens to my message, then I've done my job. Amen. Well, we got it. Yeah, I know, they're still calling, but they're not saying nothing. Are they playing messages? Okay. 111, you're on air.
your show is being boycotted.
Okay. 111, you're on air.
You are now in the host queue.
Okay.
Bye.
111, you're on air.
Radio. You are now in the
okay. 111, you're on your
don't like it. Too bad. Tony F. is a boss hog bitch.
Oh boy.
Now in the
Give a shout out to my dear brother Gavin Moorhead, who is a faithful and loyal listener of the show. Amen. God bless him. Alrighty. Oh yeah, don't forget the kinfolk of Lawrence, Alabama. Let's give a shout out to them as well. Give a shout out to Pastor Kent. I'm getting all the people in Canada. And I know I got Canadian listeners. Amen. Alrighty. Well, I'm going to play a song that's going to take us out. Okay, it's called Open Door, See You Later by Christian Gray.
I'm walking out that open door. I ain't looking back no more. See you later. See you later. I'm walking out that open door. I ain't looking back no more. See you later. See you later. Tell Urban Meyer and the mayor, the new Ohio player. Got everybody going up in the T-bus with a new Art City banger. OH, that's what they say when they ask where I'm from, then they say I-O. Used to live up north on the Hudson, but east side is my home. Marlo knows I'm the artwork, that artwork to preserve since I was born looking lightly and first. Now I'm older and I think I'm a perfect mix. And mama, don't be nervous. I know you're wondering when I'm gonna worship. You know I still got the heart of a servant. I'm just making these rappers nervous. I know I'm perfect, no apostrophe, imperfect. Kevin taught me how to be a wordsmith. I hope he hit a home run on the first pitch. I know, school of Rose Bay. Just a new Christian Gray. You never stop learning. That's what I sound like 50 days. I know this God-given talent was always a challenge of mine. Nobody can stop me, he gave me a ladder to climb. Yeah, I try to explain it, but really it's hard to define. I'll never conform to the way that they think I should shine. You know the funny thing is, I think they know me now. Running through my city, I think they know me now. Feel like it took forever, I think they know me now. My family rolling with me, need you to hold me now.
See you later.
see you later. Amen. Walking out that open door, ain't gonna look back no more. See you later. Amen. Wow, that's a powerful gospel song. Amen. All righty. Well, we got some more callers here, it seems. Let me see what we got.
111. You are now
off the hook. Okay, 111.
Is the automated God's Rainbow Ministries boycott line by order of Benjamin Buford Fontaine?
All right. 111. 111, you're on here. Okay. All righty. Take another one. 111, you're on here.
Your name is Mary Lou, if you don't like
it. All right. Okay. That's the end of that. Craziness. I'm going to say goodnight. God bless. Until tomorrow night. Okay, at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. See you tomorrow. Good night.